There was this fella known as Terrible Sam. He wiped his nose off with the back of his hand. Now he spit on everyone they know for such an ugly mother. Oh, Sam was quite a lover though. He hit his woman on the top of the head. He kept it hidden till he thought she was dead. He left her lying on the floor. She got herself a lawyer and a bottle from the liquor store. Now Sam went down to the ministry to see if he could solve the mystery. The reverend said, "Where you going, son? Get me off this cross so I can have some fun." But Sam just shook his head and he said, "I'd rather leave you hanging." And off into the night he fled. $10 he stole. He drew three aces, so he just bet it all. The dealer called and showed his hand. It was four ladies grinning up at our boy Sam. "You're crooked," Sammy said to the man. "I got a queen a-sitting here in my hand. What kind of deck you got, you liar and cheat?" Sam cleared the table and he sprang to his feet. Scooped up the money from the floor. The dealer fired his pistol before old Sam got to the door. Now, several shots rang out in warning. The dealer looked at Sam, his eyes steely, and he leaned back. "What I got here," he said, "is a .357 Magnum. Why, there's enough power in this weapon to blow your head clean off." Sam continued to scowl, actually more of a sneer. The dealer continued, "Now, what you have to ask yourself," he said, "is how many shots did he just fire? Did he fire six shots or only five? So the question is, do you feel lucky?" Well, do you, punk? Sam made his move, he had no doubts. But after the explosion, they all knew that his luck ran out. It was a grand kind of funeral, with a blowing horns and a cheering band. Everyone was there except the widowed wife. He was out of town with a lawyer friend. Sam was a man no one forgave. But they wrote these words for to mark his grave. This man was bad, this man was mean. He might have beat his wife up, but he gave his life up for his queen.